miles from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the premier podcast known as Think of the Children, the show in which we, a collection of like-minded individuals, gather round, take your childhood nostalgia into a room, beat it with baseball bats until it cannot breathe, use the blood on the floor to create new terrible devices and release them upon the world. Today, we are joined by our very special guest, who is going to introduce herself now.
You haven't even introduced yourself yet.
I don't need to introduce myself, motherfucker. I am the boy.
The boy? I mean, I don't know how to follow that. My name is Ismay Hutton, also known as a teacup gamer. I do podcasty stuff and other stuff. I'm multi-talented. I don't know.
We have a third member somewhere.
Yes. Hello. Okay. Hello. Hello. My name is Owen Matthew Piper, and I'm about to read a prepared statement that I have had in production for several weeks. My name is Owen Matthew Piper. Jay, that's not what's important right now. I, the undersigned, recently appeared on episode 24 of Crit Chat entitled Tropodope. In this podcast, I initially described my sexual frustration on goblins. This is inaccurate. I have now learned that this is an inaccurate theme. Goblins are not sexy. They are cute and fun and lovely. I would not fuck a goblin, despite all the protesters say I would. However, I would love one and want to have one as my friend forever. Hobgoblins, however, are very sexy, and I would like them to do things against me with a tree. Thank you very much for listening to my prepared statement. Hello and welcome to Think of the Children, a brand new podcast in which we destroy your childhood. My name's Owen Piper.
All you've done is give me more audio to work with to do my dark dealings.
It's funny because you picked the specific thing of a tree, and now it's just reminding me of my friend at university who also has some experiences with a tree, which we never ever forgot. Good times.
Sorry, what?
It's a long story. I probably should.
Was your friend in The Evil Dead?
No. He was not the weird tree that tried to have sex with a girl in The Evil Dead.
Tried? Yeah. I mean, that was a success. Well, not for her. Success
no,
for the tree.
Not for the tree.
For the tree.
Yeah,
Jesus,
for
this is a good. Starting off this podcast right.
No, it wasn't a very nice scene. I was very uncomfortable. I was like, that didn't need to happen ever. I didn't want to watch that. It made me sad.
Ismay, welcome to the show for the first time. How are you doing? Friend of the show, Ismay Hutton. Hello.
I've gone mad, but like I'm excited to be here.
Excellent. We're doing this. So this is the part of the show where I'd normally ask Jay how the thing did last week. I called it Noctis and the Holograms, which I'm just now realizing doesn't fucking tell you anything. I don't really... say again?
I mean, that's... Like, to be fair, I have, like, looked at the episode titles of the previous episodes just to be like, oh, I wonder what's been talked about before, so I know what to bring to the table. And one of them was just about whether or not you fucked a dude before, and I was like, well...
You can blame Jay's mother for that excellent title, because it's very good.
Like, don't know what you talked about apart from one very specific thing. But
it's really funny though, because that episode with that title, it's just a cold open and it's just that one conversation, and then it goes straight into the episode with no context. Because the conversation
we don't even talk about it.
I don't even know if it was before or during the thing, but we just shifted it to the start of the episode. I say
it
weird.
Happened
I
pre-show, like during our sort of weird like warm-up that we do where we just chat on mic for a bit. And I was like, ah, fuck it. This is funny. We'll put it at the start of the episode.
Excellent.
So, Jay, you know, you're the CFO. We'll get your bit out of the way before we actually interact with the guest at all, because that's good podcasting, apparently. How did Noctis and the Holograms do at market?
Oh, I don't know. I don't listen to that crap kind of music, so I have no idea. We do have...
I didn't listen to the podcast. We
also now have at least $4 million on the table. So
hey,
I don't know if maybe
that's
that
not
was
bad.
It. Yeah. I lost it, though.
Just $4 million. Oh, you lost it? What, on a horse, or...?
No, I don't know where. It's gone.
Oh, you just misplaced it?
But What I will say is on the desk next to where the money was, there's a lot of white powder and an imprint that looks like my face.
Ooh.
So that may have something to do with where the money is missing.
Oh, you bought some fake snow.
I was gonna
say,
like,
to make the office look Christmassy.
No, I think doing so, my reaction and excitement to the fake snow may have been the cause of the loss of money.
I see.
Because
okay.
I now have like 150 guns somewhere. Which I also lost, which is problematic.
And a man chasing after you with promise of vengeance.
It's okay, I killed him. He's dead.
Okay, so that's another corpse that I have to hide. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
He was delicious.
I mean, your problem is hiding them. You need to just, like, wear them loud and proud.
You need to consume them.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my old method of disposing bodies, consuming them and taking their traits for myself like a tyrannid.
We've been playing a lot of Stellaris recently. I don't know if you can tell. Anyway, welcome to the show. Let's do the freaky, the terrible, terrible deeds that we do here on this program once a week, or once every single Wednesday. As is tradition, and because you threw me under the bus last time,
yeah.
I think we'll let the guests start. So, Ismay,
yeah.
In your, like, fucking exhaustion-addled state, do you have anything you'd like to bring to the table that I'm going to probably have to Google because I'm a child and don't know anything?
You're gonna regret doing this because my first thing that I am bringing to the table, I put it first on the list because I know we're not going to talk about it, but I'll be damned if I don't talk about it for 15 fucking minutes because I love it and I don't care that no one knows about it. It's called the Zumbinis.
Zumbini! I love the Zumbini! Yeah, man, the Zumbinis! Fuck!
I
know the Zumbini. Don't sit there and try to fucking tell me. I don't know what Zumbinis are.
Oh my god! So I was talking to my girlfriend this morning about, like, okay, I have to bring some things to the table, and I'm gonna bring the Zumbinis. And she stared at me for a good 5 minutes, and I know the look in her eyes was the look of I'm probably gonna break up with you after answering this. But what the fuck is it? The Zumbinis is my favorite fucking thing.
Zumbinis are great. Jay, you're probably confused, right?
Is it Zumbinis or Zumbinis?
Zumbinis!
Oh, are they the things that, like, jiggle and twerk? And they're, like, fluffy. Fluffy demon creatures.
Maybe in fanfic, but not in the real
life. They don't not do that, but, like...
I think I remember watching a Brutal Moose video about those things.
Yeah. I remember that. No, Zumbinis are good.
The Zumbinis are excellent.
Do you want to explain what Zumbinis are, Ismay, to the many people at home that don't know what the fuck we're talking about?
They just heard us say Zumbinis like 15 times.
Yeah,
get ready for me saying a lot of other shit that makes no sense. So the Zumbinis are like, it's a game that you have these tiny little blue friends. In the end, they're your friends. They were my only friends, so
they're shaped like friends.
They're shaped like friends.
Oh no, I'm thinking of something very different. Oh dear. Oh no. I need to find out what I'm thinking of.
Yeah!
We're going to circle back to that, but you want to continue, isn't it?
But yeah, so little blue friends, that the whole, like, story to it is at the beginning, like, their land is getting destroyed, and you have to take a bunch of them and get them to, like, the fucking, like, biblical-esque, like, promised land at the end. And to get there, you have to make them go through, like, a whole bunch... It's just, like, logic puzzles and shit like that. With such horrific things as, at one point, there's just, like... an area where it's impossible to keep all of them alive, so you have to figure out which ones you want to ritually sacrifice and which ones you want to take to the nice promised land.
We got to talk about the pizza gremlin, right?
Because thank you! Oh my god, I didn't know if you would be okay with me talking about the pizza gremlin for, like, again, 15 minutes.
Dude, this is the show where we talked about fucking warrior cats for a good 20 minutes. We got to talk about the pizza gremlin.
Oh,
I don't know
god.
What are you talking about?
So, like, okay, so the general gist of this puzzle that it makes you do, like, you bring all the Zumbinis in, and there's just, like, a tree stump, and he's sitting next to a pizza machine, and he's like, bitch, make me the pizza I want, and then you can pass.
I'm not gonna tell you what I want, I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna say, no tomatoes, and then you know that.
And
that's a
best,
piece of information.
The best one, the best one that could ever be, like, you normally start up, like, it's like, a kind of, like, ones and zeros at the first start, is like, oh, if you want, like, tomato on it or not tomato, and then cheese on it or not cheese, and then there's just like a billion toppings. But the best thing is when you put nothing on it, he like studies it for a good like 5 seconds. I think he sniffs it like a pervert sniffs women's hair, and then goes, more toppings! And that's when I died. That also is a very bad waveform.
That more toppings thing has been burned into my brain. It's fantastic. I love it. I played this game a lot as a kid. I think my dad had it on like an old CD-ROM or something. I played a lot of weird, obscure edutainment CD-ROM games. Yeah. There's one that I wish I could find. The only thing I remember about it, and if any listener knows this, I think it was called Learn to Read on Titan, but the only thing I remember about it was A, dope, and two, had a robot in it that just said the word learn to read on Titan in a cool robot voice. So if anyone can find that, figure it out and send me a ROM and send me like an ISO, and I'll mount it to my fucking virtual disk drive and pirate the shit. Jay, when we said Zumbinis, what did you think we were on about? You've just sent me a photograph in the Discord.
Oh, can I see?
You're on about Boobar, which could not be more off base.
Here's the thing, right? But I remember at some point having seen like a full episode of it. I think like we used to have a neighbor who had like three kids. And they like sometimes we'd have to like look after them, and they'd come round, and I like hate children, so I didn't interact with them at all and just went upstairs. But like every now and then I'd need to like eat. So I would go downstairs to like get food. And then I'd look at the TV and they'd be watching some weird CBeebies shit. And one time I ended up staring transfixed at the screen for like 5 minutes watching this fucking television program. I don't even know if it was this. And then I was like, I just, I remember all that they said was something eeny and that they jiggled and shit. And I was like, okay. And I had never thought about it for years. And then I saw an episode of Brutal Moose about this. And then you guys said Zumbini, and I was like, that's a dumb name. It's gotta be that. And then it wasn't. It was something way worse. And I don't like that they're looking at me.
That's my new Twitter header. Like, oh, that's so good.
Dude, have you seen my fucking... Speaking of headers, have you seen my fucking header on Wattpad?
No, I don't go to your Wattpad because I'm an adult man.
That's a fair point. But I fucking... I've put it on there ages ago, and it was fucking, I got a picture from my friend, I think I've mentioned it before, Cam, sends me a lot of weird stuff, and he sent me a picture of what looks like a visual novel, and it's a naked man lying down, and there's a giant gold,
way more specific, bro.
There's a giant goldfish sitting on
the floor. Oh, it's the one where he fucks a fish!
Yeah, yeah.
I know this, I've played that.
What are you talking about?
It's basically the picture is...
Oh yeah, it's the one where he fucking fucks a fish.
To be fair, no.
Oh yeah, obviously.
Yesterday we were discussing a fucking visual novel where the characters are like food people.
Yeah, dude, I've played this. It's a gay dating sim in which you fuck a fish.
What are you talking about? What's it fucking called? I mean, like, I'm saying this like I'm not gonna play it.
I feel like it happened in a fever dream one time. Like, I don't remember what it was called, but I know that I've played this.
I mean, I have a gaming stream. I will do this. This is my new day.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna add to my strange YouTube, my Google search history, visual novel where you fuck a fish.
I mean, get ready for a surprising amount of results.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
You can date men who are
like distressing. A distressing amount
of
results.
Hold on, I like the Kotaku article titled, "This graphic novel shows why mermaid sex is a very bad idea." Thank you. Because I already had not...
Visual novel
what?
Fish.
Okay, that's just a bunch of visual
novels. Oh no! I think, no, okay, I see, this isn't the one I'm thinking of, I'm thinking of a different fish fucking game.
Oh,
this
good,
is the
yeah.
one from Coming Out on Top, in which there was a romance route for a fish.
Coming Out on Top, did you say?
Coming Out on Top, which, by the way, is a fantastic name for a gay dating sim.
Absolutely the
so
best.
So good. So good.
Oh my god, I'm gonna play it so bad!
Four videos that have come up on, like, the Google search for me, there's The Fish Route, which is a YouTube... from some YouTube channel. Then there's boldness, aggression, and shoaling assays for zebrafish behavioral ... followed by simple method for fluorescence DNA in situ hybridization to squashed ... And then finally, watch. and it's a TED talk. It's a TED talk.
It's a command.
It's a TED
you
talk
will watch
about.
The fish sex.
I would assume it's TEDx Beacon Street. So I'm imagining the dating sim is called Beacon Street, where you can fuck a fish, and it's a fan fiction film of all the people in the TED talks having sexual intercourse with fishes. It's the only logical result. That why would you want to fuck a fish, guys? I never ask that. I try not to judge people's
kinks. Right, Jay, you're asking the wrong people. You're asking the wrong people, my man. You were the one that wanted to turn this podcast kinky. I brought in the kinkiest person I know.
Hello.
So, like, don't even step to me.
I have to put it out there that I've not been listening. I've just been looking up pictures of coming out on top. I just have a screen full of dicks right now. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
So that's how we ruin Zumbinis. We make it a dating sim where you fuck fish.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
No,
yeah.
The dating sim is that you have to get all the Zumbinis to have sexual intercourse with fish. And
oh,
also the pizza gremlin is all the girls.
And they have really weird specific... No, so the Zumbinis have really specific fucking requirements for the fish they want to fuck. So it's like, this one has to fuck a lionfish. This one doesn't mind, provided it's fluorescent. And this one really, really, really needs to get dirty with a shark. So like something like that. I'm thinking a very horny fish-themed Zumbini fuck adventure.
Those words made no sense. I want that on my grave. I'll get a tattoo of a very horny Zumbini's fish fuck adventure. What the shit? Oh my god.
Oh goodness me. This podcast. I should preface the rest of this show. Normally Jay and I record Wednesday morning and then I edit the show and it goes out Wednesday night. Sometimes we record Tuesday morning where we're tired, but like, you know, we're all right. Today we're recording Tuesday night. Whee. So we're all fucked. So, Ismay's been drinking.
Look, only excessively.
I've just done a full shift at work and so
I had to clean up a bathroom full of cat shit.
Jay had to do that nonsense, which I do not fuck with that. Thank you.
It was not very nice.
So
it was still
should we
warm.
Move on? Zumbini fish fuck adventure. That's going on the fucking books immediately.
Before we
proceed, in the two dating sims we've talked about, we turned them into fish fuck things.
Have we?
Because we did Doki Doki. Yeah, no, because we did Doki Doki Octopus Dare.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever it was. Ooh. And that was like Doki Doki Literature Club if octopus. Do just octopus. It was very funny.
I need to tell the story of I have a friend called Eleanor who is one of my favorite people to irritate on the planet because she's quite a, I don't know how to explain it. She's quite a straight person, right? She doesn't really like. She's quite.
Wait, when you say straight, do you mean as in like she's a straight man, or she's like a heterosexual?
She is. Yeah, she's like the ultimate straight man comedy duo, and also straight, I guess.
Awesome.
But like, fucking, it's really funny because she doesn't know anything about like anime or like dating sims, which is really funny because like we have a group chat where it's me, her, our friend Will, and our friend Amber. And everybody else apart from Ellen knows about all the weird dating sims in the world. So the other day we just started talking about them. And every now and then you just have Ellen going, what the fuck, what? What? So then we just started sending her screenshots of stuff. And then I mentioned Doki Doki Literature Club. And I was like, I don't know whether to send screenshots of this game or not. I do know, however, that me and my friend Ellis had the ultimate wrong response to seeing screenshots of Doki Doki Literature Club, where fucking...
What do you mean you had the wrong response?
We looked at it, and instead of being like, that's horrible, going, oh, I've got to play that shit.
Yeah! It's excellent!
Well, the thing is...
It's actually a very good game.
The only one we saw was the one with the one who does the stab, and this weird screenshot, I don't know if it's in the game, of someone puking into their hand. And I was like, that's weird. And my friend Ellis was like, Jay, we have to play this game. And I was like...
Yuri is...
Why are we? Why do you want to do that, Ellis? And she was like, because it looks amazing.
I'm sorry.
And I was like, no.
Incorrect. Sayori is best girl. Leave forever.
I like
Monica.
I
think
Monica
is best girl.
I know. Monica
is best girl.
I haven't played it, but I know that she's the god and I do not want to die. Please spare me.
Massive spoilers for DDLC. I couldn't bring myself to do the thing you need to do at the end, so I just put her on a hard drive somewhere. So she's around. I think he's on the same hard drive as the episode where I store these episodes. So like, if like I have to re-upload an episode and it's really weird and sexual, you know.
See,
why?
Because Monica got to it. I have this mental image now of like us all in Doki Doki Literature Club, like. Yeah. Owen is like staunchly
Someone
defending.
Draw that, please, thank you.
Owen is staunchly defending Monica. Like, no, it's okay. She's just misunderstood, and like,
all women are queens and stuff.
His face, like, standing by, or like, fucking single-handedly fighting off all the digital fucking like things, and I'm in the corner, like, having decided that the only way to survive is to worship fucking Monica, and I'm like, oh, blood for the blood god, skulls for the skull throne, like, bowing in the corner.
And you're just killing fucking Yuri.
Yeah, I'm just killing everyone else.
Because this is taking a very dark turn.
Blood for the blood god!
Okay, Jay, have you got anything you want to bring to the table?
I actually had an idea for... Like, I had an idea for a thing we could ruin, but also a way we could ruin it. And I think it's quite interesting. It involves our penchant for renting out spaces to do terrible things.
By penchant, you mean the time we did that once on the show.
Listen, I don't fucking call you out trying to fuck goblins, alright? So...
Yes, you do! Frequently!
Listen. My idea was we take a building, probably in a very sketchy area of, I don't know, Cardiff or not. And then we fill it with ladders up to various floors, right? We get rid of all the stairs.
I see where you're going with this.
And then,
I
don't know if you've ever played the game Stick Fight on Steam. It's really fun, but in that...
Yes.
You have guns that fire snakes, so we do like a laser tag game, except that you're running up ladders and there's people chasing you around with guns that fire like pythons and black mambas and various other cobras.
Yes.
This doesn't come specifically from my love of snakes, but it is very closely linked to it, and I just want to see a snake.
Good. Have you never seen a snake?
No, I've seen loads of snakes. I just want to hang out with snakes. That's it.
By your love for snakes, you mean you want to fuck the Viper from XCOM, right? Because, like, everyone does. You can just say it.
I mean...
That's true, Jay.
It's more...
You can just say
it's
Jay.
More Vera from Monster Prom.
Yes, you're correct, true. And Monster Prom is the best game. Okay,
that is true. Monster Prom is the best game. And also, fucking, Polly is best girl.
No, Vera is best girl.
Sorry, Vera is best girl. Like,
well, you're both scientifically wrong, but that's besides the point.
I thought you said Miranda was best girl.
Miranda is also best girl, but I'm kind of going off her shtick now. It's getting pissed. It's pissing me off. Should we do the show then? Because we're kind of getting on a fucking tangent now. So,
I'm not used to being on a show that sticks to like what you're actually supposed to talk about. This
that's
is,
what
like,
I love about this show.
For me.
That's what I love about this show. We do. We find a theme and we stick to it. So, Jay, you said snakes and ladders. I like that a lot. Firing pythons out of guns, especially.
Very good.
It's good. So what? We get some kids, and we, like, you know, we take them on a shuttle bus. We give them some Capri Suns and, like, Dairy Lee. We fucking put them on a shuttle bus to, like, an abandoned warehouse. We give them guns that shoot pythons and say, here, kids, have at it. Fucking,
see,
if you get
here's the thing.
Down and die.
Here's the thing. I'm thinking, like, pythons are very big. So if you're going to have a gun, right, with, like, a full python in it. That's a big snake. Like, a kid's not going to be able to hold that. What we need to do...
Do they just, like, eat you in your sleep? Like, they're not going to do, like, direct damage to
you? Yeah, they don't,
you,
they
like,
don't really,
the
like... They, like... They're not, like, aggressive. They're just like, oh, there's a,
okay,
there's a
well,
thing...
We'll change,
like,
pythons to fucking, the, I don't know, king cobras.
Yeah, but that... Yeah, but, know. Like, then you have to contest with the fact that that's
ball
a very
pythons.
Important animal to India.
Ball pythons are hand grenades.
They're not actually balls, though.
No, I know, but like you throw them and they expand and then they wrap around
but,
your target.
But hear me out. I think we can set this up for the company as like a continuous income stream. So when we have this building, we have cameras around the building in different levels, and instead of like having kids, because kids are shitty entertainment because they're annoying because they talk and then you have to listen to them. That's just irritating. No one wants to deal with that.
Don't
want to
do that.
So we take like adults and then clone them repeatedly, and then we have like bloodlines of clones that have to compete over the years, and then differing teams like will take turns.
This is some fucking Danganronpa shit. I love it.
Yeah, take turns in like so having good. The snake gun, and then if the bloodline gets to the top of the the building, they're like, oh, you can go free. But what actually happens is that we give them cosmetic surgery so they look like a new bloodline, and then we send them back into the thing. Ooh. That's my plan.
This is some legit fucking... This is some legit actually, Danganronpa shit. And...
Yeah, I thought of this on the spot, so I don't know where that came from, but it sounds great, and I would play that
it's
as a
video
game.
It's very good. It's it's very good. No, we need to...
I would also
like
bet money on it.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you know, people go down to the bookies and say, oh, did you put 20 quid on, you know, the billions tonight? No, I put a pony on the daddies. A pony on daddies? You'll never see that again. I put a pony on, you know, then they have, like, banter at the pub about the fucking...
I would bet a horse on a team that wouldn't win, because I don't like horses. They're evil.
Right, okay, so we have some... Jay, you and I... Okay, Jay, clearly you and I have some problems that we need to work out off the air.
This entire podcast is just you saying, like, here's a thing that exists, and I'm like, I don't like that thing.
That's like half the show now.
I know, it's great. My life is now just a fucking... Is this a constant stream of me trying to find things that I like? It's really difficult.
That's
because
really
everything
sad.
Is terrible.
Like, Jay, are you alright? Like, you need a hug?
Dude.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, let's do a hug podcast.
I'm good.
It'll be fun.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'll do some drugs. It'll be fine.
Oh, God.
Says the man who has never touched a drug in his life.
I've touched
Ismay,
drugs.
Do you have anything else you would like to discuss in the show, please?
I'm just, okay. So for, I'm liking the snakes. I'm liking the guns. It's the ladders that I'm having an issue with because.
Okay, you have issues with, okay.
Just because, like, what are you doing with a ladder? Like, oh, like, you're doing, like, this fun snake thing, and then, oh, there's a ladder that you just have to contend with at some point. No, that's boring. It stops the through motion of it, unless it is very WWE, and it's those little metal foldy-out ladders, and they are intrinsically used to smash people over the head with.
Oh, I've got it. Each room has a different layout where the ladder is hidden, but it's too heavy for the clones on their own to lift it, so they have to work as a team to get it there while using the ladder not only as a weapon, but also their weapons, which will be machetes and bats and possibly a frying pan, because that's just comedic gold.
Or a snake gun.
Or a snake gun.
A fun banana peel, maybe. Let me hit you with this, though. Now, I like ladders, but like also fuck ladders. So we take snakes and ladders, we fuck the ladders out of it. I propose snakes and stair lifts. You know, like, those like chairs in old people's houses that they have when they go up and down the stairs?
Yeah, I'm
thinking that. So it's you get in one of those and then you have to slowly defend yourself from snakes as you attempt to go up to the next floor in a very slow stair. We can get sponsorship from Stanner, who do the best stair lifts, by the way. Stanner, please tweet us. At your TTCast, thank you. And with stair lifts and ladders. Stair lifts, snakes. Snakes and stair lifts.
I mean, we got stair lifts sponsorship in that one. Stair lifts are so fun.
I love stair lifts.
They are so fun.
It's like climbing stairs without the effort.
I've never been on a fucking stair lift because I'm not an ingrate who's stealing it from my granny. What are you talking about?
You've never used a stair lift?
No, get off your grand stair lift, you fucking reprobates. What are you talking about?
You just went very Scottish then. Fuck me.
I get Scottish when I'm angry. Like, what? Love your granny. Don't steal her shite. Fuck off. In Scotland, we've got a very important rhyme that goes, never shove your granny off a bus, and I'm pretty sure it extends to not stealing her fucking stair lift. You goddamn
I'm not right. I need to make this really clear. I've never thrown my ill grandmother off of her stair lift so I can use it. But when she's not around... Or, like, you know, she's having a little sleep. I'm not saying dead, Ismay, for fuck's sake. When she's, like, you know, when she's in the kitchen fixing a snack, or, like, she's fucking having a little snooze in the armchair, I'm going to go on the stair lift and I'm going to do a few laps. Because that shit's fun.
Also,
it's like a small roller coaster in your house.
Also, there's the other saying, stair lifts are way cooler than thicker than blood, so fuck your family and use that stair lift, boy.
I was going to say, do you want to take a second pass that joke?
No.
We can circle back.
I was still, like,
or do you want to just leave it at that?
I started it and I was like, you know when you're thinking, you know, like in like cartoons when they like they're laying track as they go along the roller coaster? My brain wasn't doing that. My brain was doing the thing where the roller coaster is punching me in the face as I'm going along it while I'm trying to speak so nothing comes out properly and then I die.
and then the track ends, and you.
That's fine.
And you just crash and burn.
And the most traumatic experience for me is that I'm on a roller coaster in the first place. Because I will have woken up and I'm like, I don't get hit. Why? I don't come on these things, will it? Where am I? And then I'm dead. So that's fine, though, because then I'm not on a roller coaster anymore. I'm very tired.
Fantastic. We're all extremely exhausted.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's overwhelmingly obvious. I don't know how you guys think you're doing, but my brain, I know that anyone that's listening to this has tuned out 15 minutes ago and thought, okay, I mean, I'll listen to, like, give
we'll just
like,
write episode 16. We'll just write that one off.
Just name it skippable.
Like, they were talking about fish sex for like a good 10 minutes. What the fuck?
Hey, I listened to that podcast you recommended, and they just talked about roller coasters and fucking a fish.
I brought to the table. Don't at me.
Also, some Scottish person yelled about throwing grandmothers off buses.
Throwing your nan off a stairlift.
I said you can't throw your grandmother.
That's the new fan art. Is me booting a grandmother off the fucking stairlift, while Owen is like looking after his nan, and Ismay is yelling incoherently in Scottish at me. And I'm like, yeah, because I like stairlifts because it's easy. They're so slow though. They're so inefficient. Just climb the stairs, you old
bastard. Here's what we do. We put a VA on it.
We're ruining stair lifts now. Yeah.
Stair lifts.
Yeah, you know, come on, Ismay. That old childhood thing of stair lifts, for fuck's
yeah,
sake.
Yeah, no, like, think about it. Like, you're a young lad, or lass, or something else, and you're at your.
Or, you know, variations thereupon.
You're in your grandparents' house, and your grandmother's like, oh, I've got something for you upstairs, and gets on the stair lift, and she's about halfway up, it's been about 5 minutes. You're like, God, just fucking die already. Christ, on a bite. Yeah, but then with this new thing, when you go up to see your grandmother and she's like, I've got something for you upstairs, which inevitably is like, I don't care because you're old and it's probably something racist because you're from the 50s. And like, she gets on the stair lift and the VA just sends her straight to the wall with a splat. And you're like, cool, now she's dead. Let's loot this motherfucker. And then you get her free stuff. It's the ultimate life insurance scam.
I was talking about putting a VA on the stair lift for snakes and stair lifts, not the one in your nan's house, but alright.
Oh, okay.
I hate this fucking show.
Jay, the ultimate architect of killing grandmothers. Hit me up at JayLittle1 on the twits.
Ismay, did you bring anything else to the table? That you
I don't know if I did anymore. Like, oh god, I brought like kind of like fairly like bog standard like TV shows. I thought maybe I'll bring the Zoom Beanies, and then I'll bring things that like everyone kind of knows
that we might have heard of. Yeah,
like probably like so. I found one that I was like, okay, well, essentially it's been ruined for us because when we're young, fucking Johnny Bravo was hilarious. Now that we're older, it's just a sex pest show.
Yeah, now it's like, Johnny, what the fuck, dog? You can't do that shit. It's 2018, man. Come on. Like, respect women. Fuck.
It was fun because he did get slapped in every episode, but it was definitely in the end he mostly ended up with the victims of sexual harassment. I'm like, this is a weird show that definitely got greenlit by some pervert somewhere.
Someone made this show at some point, and this is a problem.
Like, but I do enjoy it as a show. It's got one of the best opening themes.
Oh yeah.
Just has, it's like, this good. Fucking Elvis impersonator fucking around doing whatever he wants.
It's
speaking
so
of
it's so
speaking of Johnny's, does anyone remember Johnny Test?
What?
Johnny Test.
By remember, do you mean no, because I think it's still airing.
Is it still airing? Why?
I'm pretty
it's
sure
terrible.
It stopped airing very
it's a really
recently.
Bad show. It's really
Johnny,
weird. It's like about
fuck?
A kid who's like 12 and then his
Johnny
sister's
Test?
Like... Yeah. Are they like, they yeah, test like... weird scientific experiments on the on their brother, and it's like, that's like abuse.
The show is an animated. The Wikipedia page is in the present tense.
It's just such
season.
A weird show. I think like the only way to ruin that is just like, I don't know, remake Half-Life 1, but with the sisters in it, and they're just, like, they're the villains. And it's Johnny, like, trying to escape from the facility because his sisters are clearly abusive. Yeah, Johnny Freeman.
Sorry, I tickled myself with Johnny Freeman. It just sounds like there's some British slang that's like, ah, Johnny fuckface over here, or whatever. So it's like, ah, Johnny Freeman over here, he can't even fucking change a matter converter. What the fuck's he doing in Black Mesa?
I think Johnny Freeman just exhibits the most bland person. It's, oh, my name is Jonathan Freeman, and you're like, oh, okay. That's it. That's his entire personality, is that his name is Jonathan Freeman. He has nothing more to offer the world than that. He exists as a universal constant. Nothing can change what he is. And what he
Jonathan
is...
Jonathan Freeman.
...is Jonathan Freeman, the center of all things. Technically, everything's the center of all things.
To go back to Johnny Bravo...
Mathematically.
Nah, that's quite astute. I like
it's
that.
Really funny, because when you're like... People are like, you're the center of the universe. Everyone, like, I just kind of think, like, I'm yeah, like, you are, but so is everyone else.
Someone else, shut up. Yeah. Going back to Johnny Bravo for a second, I don't remember Johnny Bravo very much. The only thing basically, I didn't have satellite television when I was a child because, like, my family didn't have shit tons of money to waste on Sky. Yeah. So we didn't have Cartoon Network. I grew up on shit. But I remember once I bought a Cartoon Network magazine which had a DVD that had, like, an episode from a lot of the Cartoon Network shows. There was an episode of Cow and Chicken. There was an episode of Powerpuff Girls. There was an episode of stuff. And there was an episode of Johnny Bravo. I could not tell you what that episode was. But something weird happened in it. But that's just Johnny Bravo all over here.
You just said it in the same sentence as fucking Cow and Chicken. Oh my shitting tits.
Mama had a chicken, Mama had a cow, Dad was proud, he didn't care how.
Oh my god. Speaking of, like, fucking perverts allowing things to happen on TV, who the shit allowed that?
The devil in that show was, like, the most horny thing I think anyone our age has ever seen.
No. The cow in that constantly went, want to get milked. No!
But there's the devil. I'm gonna send you a picture of the devil from Cow and Chicken real quick. And, like, I want you to look at this and tell me that this is gonna slap you in the face, like, almost literally. Because, like, everyone who knows what the fuck I'm on about, you know what I'm talking about. This is official art, what you're about to see. This is not fan art. Need to make this very clear. You are not about to view fan art. You are not about to view something that someone has drawn post-haste. This is official art of the character, the devil, from the television show Cow and Chicken. It's disturbing, and I'm uploading it into the Discord chat now. It is there for you all to see. I will tweet this image out. This is ridiculous.
See, it's really funny because I have no context because I've never watched Johnny Bravo or Cow and Chicken, so this sounds like a great show. That's a butt.
No. I mean, that's possibly hilarious now that you're, like, an adult.
No, I'm an adult. I'm like, yeah, this is funny. But when I was a kid, I was like, why is his butt all here all the time? Like, the show draws a weird amount of attention to his ass.
It's really weird because I don't know why, but, like, the way the tail is positioned, it's a penis.
We really got to drill down and try and find the nugget for this one because we're, like, 45 minutes in and we haven't done anything. What the fuck?
I like chicken nuggets.
I have said the word we need to find the nugget at least once a week for the last 16 weeks. You have never made a chicken nugget joke before, and here you
can the cold open of this episode just be me saying I like chicken nuggets, and then that's it. I think that's important that we need that for my morale as a human being.
That's really important for me and my emotional well-being and where I'm at on this earth today.
We should also do a new podcast where we just, like take me at the end of the day when I've stayed out way too late the night before and just let me present me with objects and be like, what is this? And I'm like, well...
What is it? Describe this object,
like,
Jay.
It's a thing. That's a footstool, but what you might not know about footstools is if you put it backwards, it's stool foot. And that sounds weird because it's a stool with a foot, but footstools already have feet, so what's going on? That's it.
I thought I'd lost my
this
fucking
show.
Mind.
I hate this show. I hate this fucking show so much. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, let's find it. Ismay, have you got anything else?
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Brought my A game with the Zumbinis. This is my problem.
You open with the best part.
Does anyone remember Lemons?
I know, I fucked it so bad.
They were kind of... They were kind of like Lemmings. I don't remember Lemmings. I have nothing. All I know is I killed a lot of them when I didn't understand how to play.
Yeah, that game did not teach you, like, valuing, like, the lives of other creatures under your control. It's like like any kind of strategy game where you play and you're like, games. You should not let kids play strategy games, because whenever I used to play strategy games as a kid, like, I'd send my army in, and then I'd be like, oh, I've underestimated how big the enemy is. So instead of, like, retreating and trying to rebuild my army, my first response was just, whatever. I just rebuild a new one and just let the other ones die. That's not a good moral teacher. And that's what Lemmings was. Like, Lemmings, when I made a mistake, I was not like, oh, I'll just restart the level. I just, like, I'll wait until all the Lemmings die and then restart the level.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah, just in case one lives.
Just the body's Valhalla enough and then I'll be fine.
They've all entered Valhalla now, so now I can restart. It's not fair if I restart when half of them haven't died yet, because then they don't get to meet Odin and Thor. Who doesn't want to meet Chris Hemsworth? He seems like a chill dude.
We all just want to meet Chris Hemsworth.
I love him.
Oh, goodness.
We all want to meet Chris Hemsworth. Most of us want to fuck Chris Hemsworth, but...
I mean, if you don't, you're a fool.
I
you are deluded. What are you talking
fool.
About?
Okay, other things
so,
I brought... Okay, I've only got two more, and there are two of my, like, I decided if I'm gonna be here, in for a penny, in for a pound, I'm gonna bring, like, my all-time, like, fucking favorite shows.
Okay,
because,
you
know,
let's
ruin me. I brought in Fairly Odd Parents, which was excellent, and also Kim Possible, which was also excellent.
Oh, we can do some fun stuff with both of these, yes. Okay.
And I'm scared because they were my entire childhood, but, like, you know what?
They were mine
I'm
also.
Already dead
See,
inside. It's good.
I was always more
we
of a,
all are. That's why we're doing this.
Kill
the nuggets of life.
SpongeBob person. Like, I watched Fairly Odd Parents.
Cassie.
And then I was like, this is pretty
good. Is it too late for me to quit the podcast?
Yeah.
Like,
do it.
Are we in too far?
We should get Butch on the show and be like, hey, dude, what happened?
Oh, yeah, man, yeah, we can't even fucking get, like, you know, we can get some good people. We can get Butch Hartman for sure. The guy's not busy, right? Fuck.
He's busy doing his weird Christian Kickstarter thing.
We can't, yeah, we can get what? Butch Hartman. Fuck it, why
like,
not?
Like, hey, Butch,
fuck
what's going on with
Butch
Jesus
Hartman.
Nowadays?
Butch Hartman, hit us up, bro. You're doing this thing called Bunsen is a Beast, whatever the fuck that is. I don't give a shit.
Jesus shit, what?
I think so. It's Butch Hartman. I wouldn't be surprised.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, he was a key moderator for a show called Pigsburg Pigs. I read that as Pittsburgh Pigs, and now I think that we have to do that, because Pittsburgh Pigs is fucking amazing.
Isn't that what people in America just genuinely call Pittsburgh? It's just Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, whatever the fuck it is.
Pittsburgh Pigs was supposedly a show located behind the world's largest pig farm. It's a city. Right, so I have several questions.
Wait,
number one, why hasn't the farmer noticed there's a city behind his farm?
Like
that's
does
the first
he
thing.
Know?
What are you talking about?
I need to look this the fuck up.
Pigsburg Pigs.
What? I have never seen this a day in my ding dang. Oh, well, you know, it's got a solid 5.9 rating, so I don't know why I'm not seeing it. Holy fuck. A whole 13 episode run? Jesus, where was I? Where
you
did my
You know a show is
going to
be good when it's got 13 episodes.
It was 13 episodes, it ran from like the late 90s to early 91. And I was
like, I barely have to fucking scroll on the Wikipedia page. This is nothing.
Yeah, this is nothing, but the episode names are fantastic. So you've got Mummies from Outer Space in this show about pigs. Mystery of the Swamp Mansion in this show about pigs. You've got fucking Day of the fucking what? Vampire Dogs from Mars, Nightmare Wish, Raid on the Forbidden Zone. What the shit? This is amazing. I love this. So Pittsburgh Pigs, I think we can do some fun things with Pittsburgh Pigs. And I'm sorry, Ismay, to derail from your initial point, but only it's tangentially related to Butch Hartman.
I mean,
okay,
fair.
Pittsburgh Pigs, but every character is Butch Hartman.
This is a nightmare.
For no reason.
And they're all obsessed with piss. Yeah. They're all obsessed with piss.
Well, now we're definitely never getting Butch Hartman on this show, because now we've convinced everyone that he's got a piss fetish.
Pittsburgh Pigs coming out 2018, end of this year. New show, Butch Hartman. Get involved. Tweet us at TOTCcast.
I always thought it would be really funny to do... going back to Kim Possible, I always thought it would be really funny to do a version of Kim Possible where she actually like has to join the CIA, and it's just really upsetting.
Like, she graduates from college.
She just graduates
from college, and she's like, cool, I'm, like, off to join the CIA to, like, finally do actual spy work. And then, like, the first day of the job, she's like, they're like, cool, kill this guy. And then she's like, what? She's like,
yeah, we need you yeah. to kill. We need he, you to kill a South American.
Yeah, he no. Like it's just like this analyst leaked information. We need to send a message to anyone who's doing it. We need to kill. I don't know how the CIA works. I assume they do this.
Oh, it's her. Maybe it's her friend. Her man friend, boyfriend.
Ron.
That's
Ron
name.
Stubble.
Maybe it's him. Maybe it's him. So she has to kill her best friend and his naked mole and his naked mole rat Rufus, who's the best character in anything. I love him. It's weird that I remember the name of the naked mole rat more than I do the boy that's attached to him.
As a survivor of actual school, if I knew a guy called Ron Stoppable and like he brought in a naked mole rat, he would have been literally crucified the first day of school. People would have seen him and been like, you are literally dead because no one is going to care if you die, especially your parents. You've already failed them. And then he would be dead.
Like, your parents hate you anyway. They did not
your
look
parents,
at you and go,
like,
I'm going to call
parents,
him fucking
like,
Ron Stoppable.
Your parents named you Ron.
Fine.
What are you
you'd
doing?
Like, they come up to you and be like, hey, Ron, do you have a brother? And he'd be like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's because your parents already accepted you as a failure. They're restarting. Like, when was the last time they spoke to you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, they've never spoken to me. Like, yeah, I thought so. And then I stab him.
But back to this. So Kim goes to the CIA. It's like, yeah, call me, beat me if you want to reach me. And then they do it. And then she's like, oh yeah, we need you to go and find this mole who's hidden deep in Seattle. You'll need to snipe him
and
murder
him. And it's the actual mole. Is it the actual mole?
And we
is it Rufus the mole?
Is it the actual
maybe
mole?
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Rufus. Oh, I thought you were just gonna you were doing that goof, and that's why I was so upset because that's a terrible joke.
Yeah.
No, I'm just bad at jokes.
If you see a joke coming like over the hill, a mile away, waving, screaming at you, it's a bad joke and you need to not be near it. You need to distance yourself from it. You need to defuse the joke and also just leave. That's a moral imperative.
I think the main thing that we can do for Kim Possible that would make it just the most upsetting is if it's live action and we still have fucking Rufus in it, because then you have to see the actual living nightmare horrorscape that is an actual naked
mole
rat.
Oh my god, do you know what else? You have to, like, fucking... You can also make it horrifying by, like... Have you seen the trailers? Like, have you heard of the... I think it's a manga, I don't know. There's a manga called, like, Akita Battle Angel or some shit, and they're making a live-action version of... They're making a live-action version of it.
Alita Battle Angel.
In this thing...
No,
don't say anything just yet, let me explain. Basically, like, everybody else in the film is completely, like, real normal person, except Alita, who's got anime eyes in real life.
This is deeply upsetting. Okay, so all the characters in the new Kim Possible look like this.
But, like, we just do, like, the realistic versions of, like, what they are. Okay, I have a question also. It's just a genuine question. Did they ever explain why, like, fucking the lady had green ass powers coming out of her hands for no reason? Like, was that a real thing? I also had a crush on her when I was younger. I think everyone did.
Oh, the hot lesbian?
Yeah.
I
was like, hey. I think
that woman was a sexual awakening for a lot of
people. Actually, no.
Along with Labyrinth.
I also was like, when I was younger, I had a crush on Rogue from the X-Men cartoon. By the way, the X-Men cartoon is the shit. From like the 90s.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we need to stop the presses. We don't need to do this because apparently Disney has announced on Twitter this year that they are moving forward in making a live-action Kim Possible Disney original film movie.
So we don't need to worry
because Disney got us covered.
We can
covered.
Sign on as producers. But like, my other point was that when I was younger, I had a crush on Rogue. And I remember like 2 years ago, I said to my friend Jacob, and I was like, he was like, what was like, we were talking about like first crushes and like shows and shit. I was like, I remember I had a massive crush on Rogue. I just thought like her accent was really cute. And he like, I was like, what? He was like, I don't remember her. What does she look like? So I sent him a picture. And he's like, oh yeah, I bet the big ass cartoon titties didn't hurt you either. I was like, oh yeah.
That was probably the one, huh?
So Kim Possible, we redo it so that everyone looks like Alita Battle Angel with the weird anime eyes.
I actually forgot what it looked like.
I just remember. I think I repressed it.
I hate it. This is a body horror unlike any other I've seen. I wish I was dyed. This is bad. This is like...
Imagine that, but every character, and it's your favourite thing, and that's the new Kim Possible. Thank
I mean,
you.
Yeah, that's very good, but I mean, like, you know...
And she's murdering a Saudi dictator.
It's funny as well because
she's pulling
like,
a shiv out of a Saudi dictator's neck.
In some of the shots, her eyes don't look like they're going in the same direction.
No.
Oh, have you seen the one where it's like most of her skin is gone?
What? Why? This is me genuinely distressed now. What the fuck?
We need to move on to wrapping this now because we've been going for an hour.
Oh, shit.
If we keep talking about Alita Battle Angel, we will be fucking broken.
No, but you need to see the one without her. Like, the one without the skin is even worse. It's somehow worse. It's not like... The thing is, it's just like the top of her, like, shoulders and her head is that, and the rest of it's just machinery.
Yeah, I'm looking at that one. I'm looking at that now. That's not great. That's
Who's
not
even
good.
Playing her in this?
The lady is called... Rosa Salazar. You will know that name because she is most well known for her role in the Maze Runner films.
Oh.
So
she got work after this. They didn't just think, oh, well, this was a horror to end all horrors.
I never watched.
She was
that's
I never
fine.
Watched. Oh, it's got Christoph Waltz. I love him.
She was in.
This got down a weird
what
hole.
The, why are they? Hold on. Hold on. Let me just look at it. This film has in it Christoph Waltz, who's amazing. Jennifer Connelly, who's, I don't know. Ed Skrein, who always makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know how to say this guy's name. I'm going to try it. Mahershala Ali, who's fucking fantastic. Jackie Earle Haley, who's also fantastic. And I don't know the last one. I don't really give a shit. Wait, no. It's got Casper Van Dien in it as well.
I'm putting the fucking kibosh on this. We're not talking about this anymore. Because We need to move on. We can't keep talking about Alita Battle Angel. We would fill a whole podcast with Alita Battle Angel if we're not careful.
I just don't understand. Casper Van Dien is like...
Jay, I'm putting the kibosh on it. We ain't doing this anymore. Fucking hell. We've been going for an hour. I don't need to do another 20... I don't want to edit another 20-minute rant of fucking Alita Battle Angel down. I'm done. I'm done with these long-ass rants.
Last thing, I forgot why it sent last in Discord and I saw it again and now I'm upset. Can you imagine, like, if they did, like, a thing with fucking, No,
stop! You're making this work!
Just hear me out. What if they're gonna do that thing that they did with Darth Vader in Star Wars, where like the guy who played Darth Vader in person went to see it and was like, "Why the fuck do I sound like James Earl Jones?" And then she goes to see it and she's like, "What the fuck did they do to my face?" she was sat like, "Oh, we've released the trailer. Like, are you ready?" And she was like, "Yeah." And, like, sat down on YouTube and watched it. And she was like, "What the fuck, shit?" We sat through all of Maze Runner, all the Maze Runner films for this bullshit.
Fresh hell. Oh my god.
Okay, so I don't even know what the nug is for this one, so it's a new impossible. Why do we always end these shows without having one anymore? We used to be good at this podcast. Well,
I don't really think that we need a specific one to finish. We just need to destroy a series of things in the childhood. thing is, now also we don't have to worry about being like, oh, how did last time do? Because we've got the clone gladiatorial combat arena to keep us going now. And
I'm gonna still keep asking you that because I need a good
for the,
seg.
For all the people who are like interested in murdering their grandmothers, we've got the V8 engine chairlift.
Oh Jesus. I forgot about the grandmother section. God shit.
I'll be releasing a blueprint of that on Twitter very shortly. If you want to kill your grandmother, you can do so now using the patented Think of the Children stanister.
I have a question. If we patented it, why the fuck are you releasing the blueprint, you fucking idiot? The people are just gonna make it themselves.
Because it's open source! It's an open source piece of software, Jake.
Yeah.
Fuck.
God.
Thank you for listening to Think of the Children. Jesus Christ. You can Capitalism thank you.
Will die.
For this. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We need to end it.
Fuck.
For today or forever. Like, it's kind of six half a dozen at this point. Like,
thank you for listening to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we ruin your childhood. Fucking, I hate this. I hate that this is what this has become. I'm so upset.
It's okay, Aaron. It's a beautiful process of trial and error.
You need to...
Error,
Jay?
Yeah.
Jay? Jay, please, you need to shut the fuck up, because I just want to end this. This is the second take of this outro. I'm not kidding. We've done this twice, because Jay has well and truly doki-doki'd us into a fucking hellscape, from which we cannot leave, he fucking thought, I know, I'll pause my audio recording fucking in the middle of the show. Why not?
And after
not
like a 10-minute long joke where he didn't let us finish the podcast. So
it was so funny, and I'm so angry you don't get to hear it.
It's okay, because now I can legally rename my middle name to Monica, and I'll be the ultimate deity. I am the anime
this
girl
is an
god.
Audio nightmare.
I hate this.
Everyone's
hate
hugged their ears. This is awful.
Hey, Owen, see, it's fine, because now this gives more credence to that game where, like, I've got a new idea. Instead of, like, having it so that the entire house is just me and I'm possessing it and taunting you, it's also Groundhog Day, so you have to do the same thing over
Jay,
and over.
Right, yeah. Jay, I'm putting you on a word limit. You're allowed to say 20 more words. Shut the fuck up and let me end the podcast. Why did you do this to me? You can find us on Twitter at TOTCcast. You can also find us on Gmail at gmail.com. No, not that, at TOTCcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook at TOTCcast as well. And you can find us on Patreon. If you want to support us monetarily, you can do that. Maybe then I can find a new co-host. You can do that by going to patreon.com/TOTCcast. If you'd like the show, and want to support us in another way, you can go onto iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. That would be really helpful. We're word of mouth. You know, the more we don't get new listeners unless you tell people about the show. So we'd really appreciate if you did that, because more people that listen means a better community, which means more jokes, which means I get to make better podcasts, and maybe I don't have to listen to Jay for 3 hours a fucking week. Oh my god, I hate this. I hate what my life has become. Like, last week we made a joke that was like, we can't leave. Once the show ends, we cease to exist. Now all I want is the show to end. So,
give me that sweet release of death.
And yet, I'm still here, and it won't end. Way funnier.
See, this is way funnier. Okay, you've got 5 words left. Pick them carefully. Ismay, would you like to tell
Owen's name is Ucky Cucky. Boy.
Oh, fuck you. Right. Right, that's okay. Now you're one over. Now you owe me a word. Ismay, where can people find you?
In the pits of hell, I fucking guess. if you want to watch me play games, you can find me over on Twitch at twitch.tv/ateacupgamer. You can also find me at ateacupgamer on like various social medias like Instagram and Twitter and all that shit. I play games, mostly play dating sims that may or may not in the future involve fish fucking, and point and click adventures, because I love stupid idiot logic. You could also Zumbini. I might play
Zumbini
for a stream.
See, her love of stupid, pointless logic works really well for this podcast, which is just that.
Right, this isn't a bit now. I have genuine contempt for Jay currently because he's making this go on.
Don't let your memes be dreams, guys.
Oh, guys.
I love making this show, but Jay, please shut the fuck up.
No.
You can also find me. I'm trying to.
I am broken.
I'm doing my damnedest.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
I am too.
Get ready, sweetie. Yeah, I've got a podcast called Crit Chat where me and a bunch of DMs. Oftentimes, one time, but one great time, Owen came on and talked about his dark desires for goblins, or hobgoblins.
I'm coming on again.
Now it's hobgoblins.
I'm coming on again, I hope.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, it's where a bunch of DMs get together and talk about how to make your games better running them, or how to have a better time playing them, how to best fuck a goblin. We've lost the fucking plot at this point.
Or how to best end a D&D campaign that won't drag on for hours and hours. I'll be featuring in that episode.
Incorrect.
If you continue to speak, I will throw you through a window.
Do it. I've always wanted to do that. It's not even a joke. I've always wanted to go through a window. It sounds cool as hell.
Speaking of D&D, you can also find us at Not Saving the Realm. It's a D&D actual play podcast in which Jay is part of it, and also two people I don't want to kill currently.
Yeah.
You can find that on iTunes or wherever good podcasts are sold. I was going to let you both do some parting advice. I'm still going to let you do that, Jay, but you're on thin fucking ice, my boy. Ismay, would you like to go first? Do you have any parting advice you'd like to give our viewers, please?
Oh, God, I feel like I have to do new parting advice because part one was so far away.
It feels like that happened days ago. That's the worst part.
When you find yourself in an endless abyss that you are pretty sure is your own personal hellscape, just, like, no one knows on the internet if you're crying, so you could just weep during the last 20 minutes of this podcast, and no one will really know unless you tell them. I don't know how that's advice, but whatever.
I'm sorry for bringing you on, but also thank you very much for joining us.
It was interesting.
Jay... despite my better judgment, do you have any parting advice you would like to impart to our viewers or listeners? Fuck.
In 3 days, when I disappear from the face of the earth, I want you all to know that it was Owen who killed me. And I want you to know that while he killed me, I was definitely screaming terrible memes. But also, if you're going to kill any of your family members for currency, make sure it's your grandparents. Because it's valid advice. Ah! It's fine. See, it truly is Groundhog Day, Owen. This never ends. I'd also like to point out that Owen selected me for the podcast after knowing me for like fucking 10 years. So like he doesn't.
I think it's just because we're tired.
He doesn't get to be like, oh Jay, I can't believe you're like this. And I'm like, dude, like day one, I was like this. This has not changed. I'm consistent. I've changed as a person.
This intro is 10 minutes long. Oh God.
It's okay.
Like, quick question. Should I have been recording this entire time?
Ismay, please. Please. Do not do this to me.
And thus, Jay spreads his corruption of irritating Owen to the others. Soon they will all be one with the annoyance.
Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children. I've been Owen Piper.
I've been Jay Little, and I'm dragging this out as much as possible at this point.
I'm Ismay Hutton, and I feel like I died at some point.
You've been listening to Think of the Children, and I'm sorry. Thank you so much for listening.
By the way, I'm still Jay Little, and actually we got it in two this time.
Fuck! Clean off! I swear to Christ!